The Reverend Sharpton will have plenty of company from the theological wing of the Democratic Party, maybe more so than in other years at the convention. The party is reaching out to people of faith. Day to Day's Alex Cohen reports on the convention's interfaith gathering.
Yesterday's ceremony was held at a secular setting in the Colorado Convention Center, but it sure sounded a lot like a house of worship. Gospel choirs sang, and reverends, rabbis, and imams read from sacred texts. Pentecostal preacher Leah Daughtry led the interfaith gathering. She's also the chief organizer of this year's Democratic Convention.
Yes, we are at a crossroads today, and we have a choice to make.
Daughtry never mentioned the names Obama and McCain, but it was quite clear she was talking about politics.
Millions of people of faith are, have been, and will continue to be Democrats.
But there are also plenty of people of faith who aren't Democrats. And that's something former presidential candidate Howard Dean noticed when he became chair of the Democratic Party.
He realized that if there were going to be elections won in the future, the Democratic Party had to be sensitive and open to what religious people are saying.
Tony Campolo is a member of the Faith in Action Initiative, a group Howard Dean put together in 2005 to appeal to religious Americans. Campolo says the term values voter doesn't necessarily equal Republican.
Jesus gives only one description of Judgment Day in the 25th chapter of Matthew, and it's how people treated the poor. We contend that the Republican Party has not been the party that was concerned about the poor.
The Faith in Action group is also addressing issues like the war, the environment, and abortion. Campolo recently helped write the new Democratic Party platform, and he says this year the message isn't just pro-choice, it's also pro-life.
It's the first time that the Democratic Party has stepped forward and said, we are going to work to reduce abortions in America through sex education, through providing economic support for women who are pregnant. That's going to have a great appeal to Catholics and to Protestants.
The interfaith gathering was the first opportunity to appeal to voters at the convention. Richard Tinsley of Morristown, Colorado, said as an independent voter, he was impressed by the Democratic event.
It made me realize a lot of things that maybe I hadn't considered before.
Such as?
Such as the fact that we all have to live together and God's word is love.
And Tinsley adds the event renewed his commitment to vote for Senator Obama this fall. But some Democrats aren't entirely comfortable with this new outreach to voters of faith. Bob Tiernan is a lawyer who lives in Denver.
We have a secular government of we the people, not we the religious people.
Tiernan was standing outside the convention center, handing out brochures calling for an end to government-funded faith-based programs. He's part of a group of secular Democrats who were turned off by the interfaith gathering, fearful that it blurred the lines between church and state. I asked him if the new appeal to faith-based voters might affect his vote come November.
I don't know. I'm a Democrat, but I feel like I'm losing my party.
This week, Bob Tiernan will have more opportunities to express his opinion that faith is best kept out of politics. The Faith in Action Task Force will hold panels later this week to discuss what role religion should play in the Democratic Party. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Denver.
Coming up, what Senator Obama needs to do to close the deal with white Catholics.
And you can hear NPR's live coverage of the Democratic National Convention in Denver during the next four evenings on many public radio stations and at NPR.org.
Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.